Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. Here we go, Lynchpin. As we say, we do what is effective, not what's popular, not just what looks good on Instagram and makes other people think that you're cool. We do what works. And this is one of those days that most people would never program for themselves. But that's why I'm in your life. Here we go. It's for time. You're going to accumulate 3 minutes in an L-sit. So that's the goal. Yeah, I know. 3 minutes in an L-sit. But here's the deal. Clock's running. Every time that you break and have to stop in your quest to accumulate 3 minutes in an L-sit, you have to take off on a 400-meter run. Right. Now it got real. Last time we did this was August 31st, 2020. If you want to go back, check your notes on that day. You're obviously still alive, so that's good. And we have other equipment conversions in case you're going to replace the running with rowing or biking or something like that. We've got you covered. We've got a video showing the L-sit. Super fitness robot time. 15 minutes or less. More likely, 25 minutes, but it could drift wildly one way or the other because the L-sit is tough and those runs are going to accumulate. But I guarantee you'll run less than a marathon. Wild card option today. Just for time, accumulate 3 minutes in an L-sit, and each time you break, 1,200 meters in the air bike. So if you're going to choose the air bike option anyway, got you covered. It's already in there, logged in BTWB as the wild card option. You're good to go. Scaled option. For time, accumulate 90 seconds in a hanging knee raise position, or just a modified L-sit with your knees tucked to your chest. So you could do that hanging from a pull-up bar. You could do that on parallettes. You could even do it almost picture like in a V-up. So if you did a V-up and you're at the top of the V-up or you're folded into a V, well now, instead of having your legs straight, bend your knees so it's just a knee tuck into the chest. And then you could have your hands on the floor behind you, bracing yourself on the floor. So you've got a wide spectrum of how you could try to replicate the L-sit for wherever you are on your fitness journey, make it plenty challenging, and then for the scaled option, again, they're only trying to accumulate 90 seconds in whatever position makes sense, and every time they break, instead of taking off on a 400-meter run, they're going to take off on a 200-meter run. We've got a video showing the hanging knee raise. Limited equipment crew, same as a workout of the day. No equipment workout. 3 rounds for time, 800-meter run, 50 sit-ups. Accessory work, optional as always. You got in a bunch of 400-meter runs today that were probably at a casual kind of a jog pace because you were dreading the L-sit coming back up. So now that you're warmed up, we'll hit a little engine work with some intensity. So you're going to pick one of these things. Either a hard 1,000-meter row, a hard 800-meter run, or 3-minute tough effort on the bike of your choice. Then the other portion of the optional accessory work, 3 choices, you pick one of them. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, that's facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 regular old school burpees. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, wall stretch for the leg, and the cobra stretch for the abs. I hope that we're still friends after today. I do it because I care. I do it because variance works. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. For the affiliates, I will see you in the next video.